True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Playoffs go longer.
You watch these two teams, and it's like, man, they are playing a different. They're on a different level than the rest of the league. Quite frankly, it's a treat to see, but it's sobering that we're not there.
Game three tonight with the finals tied at one game apiece. But let's talk about the firing of Pete DeBoer and the replacement with Mac Engel. Fort Worth Star Telegram, who we saw at the AAC. He was living there for the Stars' entire playoff run. And the Mac Attack is joining us on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, where you can see the hair and the chin that you were just complimenting.
Man, it never ceases to amaze. He's got great hair, and he's got the chin that you would like. It's a
yeah.
It's almost like it's Jay Leno without.
It's not as ugly.
Yeah.
It's so bad, dude. I hate it. I don't know how you guys, whenever there is no bigger fight or battle with ourselves than the mirror. And every time I look at it, I'm like, how does it get bigger? You know what I mean? It's so damn long and angular. And I think I could probably cut things with it. And I appreciate that, RJ and Sean, thank you very much. But there are days I'm like, you'd think my parents, like my mom had sex with a bald eagle. Look how
it's amazing. It's like the Family Guy. Who's the guy in the wheelchair? Family guy with the big giant chin.
Oh, Joe. Yeah, it's Joe. Y'all were looking at the chin and the hair. Where did you get a Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl champions pennant?
Thank you. You are the man. I'm so glad you recognize this. Okay, there is nothing more that I have looked for than the championship gear that doesn't exist.
Would you go to Haiti?
Nope, I wanted to. So I looked forever. So I was born in Cincinnati. The Bengals were my very first team that I was in love with. And so whenever, you know, they obviously printed, everybody knows that the NFL and all these leagues print championship gear in case the other team wins. And then they immediately ship it off to some third world country. I found a t-shirt that says Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl championship.
That's
t-shirt.
Awesome.
And I found that pennant that you're looking at, Bobby. So glad that you found that. I found that pennant, I think, on Will. And it says Super Bowl champion. Obviously, they never in three trips. And this is the one against San Francisco, I think, in 1988. So, and I've got a t-shirt over there, too, the one from the Rams game. So these are prized possessions of mine. I got them at Goodwill. Clearly, some employee stole it and then gave it away to Goodwill. That's awesome. I got them for $20, and I love them.
You just need to get, like, five different teams that never won and figure out how many people call it out when you do these interviews. Mac Attack, were you surprised? Did you think Pete DeBoer was getting fired?
No, but it's the surprise that isn't a shock, because I think anymore these days, these guys are diapers, and it's too bad, but no league treats their head coach worse than the NHL. None. Baseball, football, basketball. Tom Thibodeau got 5 years in New York, got him to the East Finals. Great job, you're fired. DeBoer, I mean, this is crazy, right? It should be crazy, but only in the NHL, Sean, where you'd say, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, he got fired. 3 years. 3 years. Three Western Conference Finals trips. You're fired. That's insane. So it's crazy, but in the National Hockey League, it fits.
Why do you think they did it?
Players quit on him. I had a player. I was writing about it when they did it. You know, they did the Friday morning news dump as opposed to Friday afternoon when they announced it. And I texted a couple guys who work in the organization. I said, what happened? And both of them said players. Players. One said players rule. The other guy said players all the way. So during the exit interviews, which is common, every team does that, general manager Jim Nill just got the sense they were sick of him. And the signs were beginning to show on this relationship strain back in February. You could kind of hear it. And at some point, they're like, yeah, we're done with this guy. And you have to do it. You don't have any choice. It's 25 guys. It's really more like 8 or 10 in this case that have power and leverage, where the general manager has to go to the owner and say, look, this is what we got to do. And it's hard for the owner because he's got to eat the rest of that contract if DeBoer doesn't get another job. And I would imagine he will, maybe not right away, but that's what this was. This was a player-led decision all the way because there's no way Jim Nill wanted to do this.
So do you think if the Ottinger thing doesn't happen, he still loses his job?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's weird. I don't know y'all's reaction the next day. I was there when he said it. And when I heard it in real time, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. And then afterwards, I could hear members of the Canadian press were like, oh, my God, I cannot believe he just said that about Jake Ottinger.
Yeah.
And it really didn't faze me that much. I'm like, OK, yeah, he's right. I mean, and you don't have any other button to push in that case. You're down. First of all, you've had your butt handed to you in games 2, 3, 4, 5. And now, early in game 5, you've changed lineups. You've changed pairs. You've done everything you can but do this. You're down 2-0. 30 seconds into the game, practically, like, okay, let's go. I gotta use the timeout. I gotta do something to wake these guys up. What is that? Well, I'll pull my all-star goalie. The thing to me that was the biggest red flag, Sean, was 2 days later when they're meeting with the media and both of them say, yeah, we haven't talked to each other yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not good. And that was the first sign to me, this could go with one of these guys leaving, and it's not gonna be the goalie.
Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joins us here 105 through the Fan. This is Nil's sixth firing in a dozen years. Like, that's obviously, I think that's one every 2 years for you math whizzes out there.
Yeah. Do the math. Yeah.
Is
run
that
through an app?
Yeah. Look, is that the norm around the sport? No. I know you said they're like diapers. That seems excessive.
It's crazy. And I remember when they fired Jim Montgomery. And the one they really went out on a limb on was to hire Jim Montgomery, because Jim was from college. He was a very successful coach at Denver University, and they went to college to hire a guy. And if you remember, RJ, it was working. Mm-hmm. A season and a half with Jim, it was working. And then they had to fire him because of unprofessional behavior off the ice that they had warned him about repeatedly. And then they put in Rick Bonus, an older guy, as an interim. And he takes them all the way to the cup finals in the bubble in Edmonton. And they're like, okay, well, now we got to name this guy the head coach. So you had extenuating circumstances involved there. So Bonus retires. That had run its course. He retires. And then I asked Jim Nill, did you guys deliberate over hiring Pete DeBoer a little bit longer because you wanted to make sure that you weren't here again in 3 years? And he said, yes. And they had sat there and they had made sure that this one was, they were going to get it right. Well, he lasted 3 years and he got to the West Finals 3 straight years. RJ, do you really think they got it wrong?
No, not at all.
Neither do I. And the problem, you nailed it on the walk up before you had me on, which was this game of the NHL Finals right now. Dallas isn't better. They're just not. I mean, Edmonton handed it to them. That wasn't a series. They kicked their ass. Florida right now, there's just a gap. And I was just sure, well, certainly this time they're going to get through. I mean, look at the lineup. They got Ratman, and they got this goalie, and then they got Miro Heiskanen back. I'm like, this is going to be it. They weren't even close. And as close as they are, to get to the West Finals 3 straight years, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. And now you're looking at the best teams. You're like, we're not even that close. So that's the most discouraging aspect to this to me.
Mac Engel from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Mac, you mentioned basically this is a player's firing, in your opinion, that the players were driving this. There are different instances of that. So if we look at other sports, Josh McDaniels getting fired essentially by players with the Raiders. Everybody agreed that's warranted. The players were right. There was a certain culture that was being set. Then you look at other examples like maybe Adrian Griffin in the NBA, where it's like you made a push you shouldn't have. That was players ultimately whining a little bit. Which of these feels more accurate to you with the Stars, that this is the players correctly addressing there's a tone problem here, or if they're being a little whiny, I guess, for lack of a better term?
I think they're whining. That's a really good question, because you see different examples of this. And locally, the one that I can think of, RJ, you can help me out on this. The Cowboys players quit on Wade Phillips.
Wasn't
whining. They just quit on him. And to go way, way back, the Dallas Stars players quit on Ken Hitchcock in 2002-1. I can't remember the year. They quit on him. They definitely quit on him to get him fired. I remember I had a player telling me that we got Hitch fired. Okay. So in those other cases where you could say, what, is this a culture problem? Is this a this? With Wade, it was a culture problem. He just didn't have it in him to be on top of his team. He was too nice of a man. This, to me, Bobby, I've been around a lot of hockey coaches. Pete's a very good one. I don't think you could look at his record and say, well, this guy stinks. They're hockey coaches, and they are on these guys all the time. The good ones are. If you look at the good ones, in this Scotty Bowman, I would say John Tortorella has been pretty good. They've got a man, they've got a quick fuse, and they are on these guys like that. Mm. And you get tired of them. So you're going to find somebody else. And I'm looking at this list of potential candidates. I don't know who the answer is. I don't know. RJ, do you think really any answer exists out there that's going to make this team better or on the same level as where Florida is today or the Oilers?
No, I mean, that's the thing. Like, whoever they get, they're not getting a better coach than Pete. Like, Laviolette and Torts, they have better resumes because they got a cup, but I don't know that they're a better coach. And short of finding a way to get Sam Bennett and trading for Brady Tkachuk, I don't know that this team is going to be on the same level as Florida or Edmonton next year.
No, I don't think they are. And here's the thing that really bums me out as a Stars fan, follower, or whatever. They went to the West Finals three straight years. Do you know what the odds are of them reaching the West Finals next year? I mean, that's incredible that they went to the West Finals three straight years. Now you're asking them, so you're like, okay, we're not getting that far again. Not because they're not good, just because the odds of getting through. Yeah, they're terrible. Now, maybe they do, and Pete mentioned this a couple of days ago before he was fired. And Sean, you grew up there. The Washington Capitals knocked on that door for a long time with Ovechkin. And then they finally got through. And maybe Dallas is in that window where just they're going to be really good and they're going to knock on that window. And there's going to be some years they get closer than others. And then maybe they finally get through. I think they're going to get there eventually. But there's no way it's going to be next season. I don't care who the coach is.
Is there a name jumping out to you?
I wrote down some names. I think the one that I keep hearing is Neil Graham. He is the Texas Stars head coach. That's their top affiliated team down in Austin. And that's somebody that they would know well. He would be familiar with a lot of the players. There's some other ones, too. There's one that jumped off the page at me that I've read some lists. Steve Ott. He's a Blues assistant coach. He was a player here for a long time, a former first-round pick. I knew him was there. He's a good guy. That maybe Mitch.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Love is a assistant with the Washington Capitals, and then RJ mentioned it. John Tortorella. There's Derek Lalonde, who was at the Red Wings. Jay Woodcroft, who was with the Oilers. Another one that came off, I was surprised, was Yuri Lehtinen. Yuri was a great player here. I mean, just a phenomenal player here, and he's had some success in being a general manager with the team, the Finnish national team, and you know, he's done some scouting. I don't know. I think it comes back down to, like, what are your expectations? And if your expectations are we're going to be good, we're going to be competitive, then one of these guys, I'm sure, will be fine. The other one that really interested me is a guy named Rickard Granberg, and he's had a lot of success in Finland and in Sweden, and maybe Jim Nill decides to go off the map a little bit like he did with Jim Montgomery and do something a little bit different. But I got to be honest, I think whomever they get, your hope is that they were as good as Pete DeBoer, because I doubt he's going to be better.
Mac Engel was our connection to Rick Carlisle when Rick would come on the show, and I was bumped Mac up a few extra notches because I was terrified of Rick, and Mac somehow got along or had this relationship with him. Your thoughts on Rick in the finals, and should we be having Dallas Maverick coaching regret, or it was just time?
It was time. It was more time than I thought. I thought it was kind of time, and then I heard some things later, and certainly our friend Tim McMahon did some reporting that showed it was really time. I liked Rick a lot, but he could say some things sometimes that, you know, really, you just can't. I mean, he can say it, but it will really just wear on people. And I think from what I understand, I'm from Indiana. I have some friends of mine who cover that team. I think he has mellowed somewhat. You know, I would listen to sometimes the way he would talk to people and members of the media. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And the one thing, no, it was grating. And he liked writers. I never did understand that, but he was old school. You know, he was old school. I'm really happy for him. I'm really happy for Indiana, for that matter. But I think in terms of regret, no, you should have none. He had a great run here. Remember when I was on with you guys, however many years ago it was, I had written this column. I said, I thought he was the best coach in the NBA, and I got murdered for it. All those San Antonio people came out with pitchforks. Yeah. I still maintain that because look at the different teams he has won with. Mm-hmm. Whereas Greg Popovich, and no disrespect to the success he had in San Antonio, he won with basically the same group of guys.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. But Rick, to me, always kind of stood out and separated himself. One, he had to manage Mark Cuban. That's not easy. And then two, he could win with different styles and different talent levels of basketball players. If you look at his teams in Detroit, Indiana the first time, certainly in Dallas, and now here in Indiana, that's amazing. And I don't know if they're going to beat Oklahoma City. I doubt it. But if they do, I think he needs a little bit more of a bump up in terms of that power pole of greatest coaches of all time, because the guy's great and he's a pain in the ass. But I do think if any Mavericks fan is looking at this and saying, well, let's get rid of Jason Kidd, let's trade him for a couple of second round picks to the Knicks, we should have brought back, we should have kept Rick. No, it was time. That whole time, that whole era of Mavericks basketball had run its course. It was great, but I think he's in the place where he needs to be. And I think the Mavericks are in a place where they need to be with their head coach.
Fantastic, brother. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Till next time.
See you guys. Thank you.
Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He's got the podcast. He's got the Twitter account. He's got the column. And he's right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. And a big-name corner just became available. Do you want him on the Cowboys? Red Zone after this.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
It is the Red Zone. Every day, your football fix here on your home of the Cowboys with Sean RJ and our insider Bobby Belt on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. The news this morning that broke, Jaire Alexander cut by the Green Bay Packers. And there's a cold-blooded quote going around, Bobby, that you says is not accurate.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a, they took one part of a quote and another part of a quote and they married it together to make it sound like it was a full quote. The headline you're seeing right now is that Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, had said about Jaire Alexander, he's a great player, but we're used to being without him. It's like, oh, damn, that's like, I love him, but he's never available, so he can go on his way. That sounds really cold. The full quote, according to Dave Schroeder from WBAY, is he has been a great player for us, obviously elite talent, unfortunately just injured a lot. Unfortunately, that's a big part of the game. And then as he went on, he made reference to we've been used to playing without Alexander on the football field. When you marry them together, that sounds much harsher than just as you're explaining how you're going to adapt moving forward. You say we've done this before. So a little bit out of context, but yeah, I guess technically he did say he's a great player and we've been used to being without him.
All right, you're Stephen Jones. You call up. Or the agent calls you and you say, yeah, we'll bring you in for what terms?
It's 1 year. And then
1 year for sure.
Yeah, it's 1 year. And I don't know, probably looking at the way the market was this year, you say 7-8 and you have incentives to get up to 10.
Give me his PFF over the last 5 years. Last year, it was a 75, which is good.
They like him more than a lot of other people have.
PFF or the Cowboys?
PFF has been, that's one of the players that they've generally been a little more like bullish on. I would say he's probably, he had 1 year that I know was ridiculous where he was like 92 or something. That was, I think, second year in the league or something. So I would guess he's probably been somewhere between 70 and 75, ooh, roughly.
How about you look it up?
Oh, I thought you had it. You cap, were making us guess.
I don't subscribe.
I don't either. Cap number 25, 27 the next 2 years.
All right.
Which is what it would be. Obviously, you can get him at anything now.
So Jaire Alexander last year, according to PFF, he was 75.2. In 2023, he was 70.2. In 2022, he was 80.3. In 2021, he was 77. And then 2020, the COVID year, was when he was 90.5.
Whoo! Look, I mean, 28.
He's a good player. That's not old.
Yeah, my worry about him is more so his brain, his mouth. He's done some weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he...
like, is he a bigger...
He's the one that shuts down Jefferson, right? Every year?
That's been one of his reputation marks that he has. But he's also the one who, like, messes up coin tosses and can be a difficult personality. And then he goes,
don't put him out there for the coin toss. Bro.
Bigger personality concern, him or Ramsey?
Different, probably, for me, I'd say Ramsey, because Ramsey just has a history of getting unhappy everywhere he is.
Tolo Frank, Jaire got cut. Dallas needs to step up and bid, make Bland expendable, and sign Pickens, as we're likely going to have to choose between one of them. Maybe even find a trade partner for Diggs or Bland. Bobby, you are not going to co-sign getting rid of Deron Bland.
No, I think Deron Bland is really, really good and is going to continue to grow into being one of the better corners in the NFL. I would think that the decision there is more going to be for them about, do we do something about the Diggs contract like you just were referencing there. But to me, I think Bland is absolutely a guy that they have to lock in long term, because that's your stability at cornerback. If you were to move on from Bland right now, especially for somebody like Jaire Alexander, who is hurt a lot and is a little temperamental, that's not a risk I want to take at all.
Kelvin Joseph was a risk that Bobby did not want to take. The headline I see here is three former Cowboy players arrested within 72 hours. I forgot about Greg Hardy. Then you got Pac-Man Jones. And then Kelvin Joseph with what happened on 75, resulting in a fatal crash. He apparently called the police. They thought that alcohol was involved. $25,000 bond set for collision involving death, $1,000 for driving while intoxicated. So the Kelvin Joseph story is just beginning.
It is. And then, you know, like, I didn't see a timeline on how long after the incident was he picked up and turned himself in or whatever you want to call it. Because that would obviously change a lot of the dynamic of the alcohol and, you know, what was in his system at the time.
I mean, he got charged with driving while intoxicated.
Yeah.
Said a misdemeanor. And then I'm surprised the bond worked out the way it did. I know you said it, someone said it's really $250,000, but 25
it's like you have to put up, I think, 10%.
This is according to WFA. Richardson police officers responded to the crash just before 5 a.m. Saturday morning, and they said that at approximately 5:39, so 40 minutes later, is when Kelvin Joseph called.
Like, the way this is reading is that Kelvin, like, hit the motorcyclist. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
is that maybe that's not the case?
It's possible he could have swerved, caused the motorcyclist to swerve.
Yeah.
And then it may not have been any contact.
Yeah. Because he called the police, which I found surprising, at least if he had the alcohol in his system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he's like, it's better now just to go ahead. There's cameras everywhere. Do the right thing. Maybe it's a moral thing. But this is Kelvin Joseph in the news again for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I mean, I've never known in his public history for him to make moral decisions. That's not typically been his MO. He shouldn't have been in a position. He shouldn't have had a career that allowed him to be where he is today in terms of in, you know, an apartment or somewhere else, probably along 75. He shouldn't like being in that area, having the BMW, everything else. It's just that he should never have been drafted. And I don't just mean by Dallas. I mean, he should have been undrafted. And then given an opportunity early to see, let's see if you can grow from any of this. And as soon as he showed, like he did consistently every stop he's been, that he couldn't, that should have been the end. Instead, he draws paychecks from six different organizations over the course of a couple of years and is continued to give opportunity after opportunity. And now there's two people who have been dead in the vicinity of problems with him, not directly correlated to it. But if he somehow skirts this, there's no guarantee there's not a third.
The right is, I mean, like that's, you know, people are, I see people on social media say, why is he being listed as former cowboy? Like, why do you put the cowboy's name in there? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know why?
I mean, that's where he spent most of his career. Like, I mean, that's where he played most of his football. So like, I mean,
it still would be
on there.
Probably. But I mean, if for instance, Kelvin Joseph had cleaned up his act and spent the last 5 years in Kansas City, most people are saying Kansas City corner Kelvin Joseph, I would assume.
Because it's the Chiefs, they're popular.
Yeah, that's true.
877-881-1053, Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line here on DFW Sports Station. Did this shut down 75?
Yeah.
For three hours?
3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. Everything was way backed up on 75. There's TxDOT footage of just a mile-long run of cars.
The NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece. We're keeping our eye on Jason Kidd around here. Conflicting reports. Mark Stein says the Mavs are probably not going to grant the Knicks permission to speak with Jay Kidd. Choppy, what were you hearing over the weekend?
Same thing. They're probably not going to grant it, but why haven't they? Why haven't they made that announcement yet? You know, I did hear that, you know, if he was granted the permission, that it's likely that he would leave and go there. But one other thing that I think is it needs to be said. There are some people commenting about the fact that he did not play in this golf tournament, local golf tournament they were supposed to play in last week. And that they're trying to correlate. Oh, he didn't play in it. That means he's getting ready to leave. What I was told is that he removed himself from the tournament about a week prior, before Tibbs got fired, before anything happened. It's just a coincidence that the golf tournament, that he was a no-show for it, and happened with the Knick rumor.
Former Dallas Maverick Markieff Morris was asked what Jason Kidd would do for the Knicks this morning on Get Up.
Does he take the Knicks to a title?
Yes, for sure. I think he'd take the Knicks to a title. But look, if I'm Jay Kidd, the way that Dallas is set up right now, we're more in a win now position than being than the Knicks. Obviously, the Knicks had a great year, but if you get Kyrie Irving back, you got the number one pick with Anthony Davis, with P.J. Washington and those guys. You're ready right now to win the championship. And like Marcus said, J.K., you know, he played for the Knicks, but he's a laid-back guy. He's a Texas guy. He's a great coach, a great father, a great guy. I just think, like, he has all his tools in Dallas, his house is in Dallas. He's been there a couple years, and he's just ready.
Wow. So Markeith agreeing with me. I know you guys disagreed a little bit last week over the situations and the setups with the Mavericks roster and the Knicks. And then you weigh Nico and Dumont versus Dolan and their power structure.
Oh, because especially now that this comes out that a lot of the Tibbs firing was Dolan spearheaded. You know, like Dolan was the one that came out and spearheaded the firing of Tom Thibodeau.
Let me hear Stephen A. on this. Which job is more appealing right now live?
It was the National Player of the Year. In history, only Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Zion Williamson were National Players of the Year as freshmen. Let's remember that. The brother can play. Let's give love where it's due. They had a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick. They lucked up and got that, which took some of the shrapnel, the momentous criticism coming down upon Nico Harrison.
We don't have 10 minutes to play.
What was that pronunciation?
The shrapnel. The shrapnel.
Go ahead, continue.
I have no idea what I was saying.
Knicks or Mavs better job?
Look, I mean, here's the thing. The Mavs, you could say they're set up better with Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg.
And I was comparing their front offices.
Yeah. And Kyrie. But we don't know what Kyrie is. He's not signed. Right? He's also not signed. We don't know what he's going to be anymore. The thing with the Knicks.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is that they are in the East, and next year, there is no Jason Tatum. We have no idea what Milwaukee's going to be next year. Where's Giannis going to be? Dame's not going to play next year. So the Eastern Conference, like, the Knicks would be considered a massive failure. They would consider it a massive failure if they don't win the East next year. because of that. Now, front office wise, I want no part of James Dolan. Is Rose better than what?
Worldwide?
Yeah, Worldwide West.
Brunson's dead.
We have seen what's gone on here. We've seen the good and we've seen the bad. And the bad is pretty awful with this front office.
Yeah, I mean, Nico Harrison has disqualified himself from ever being considered like legitimate to me. Like, you're talking about the whole trade and then the fallout and the way that they handled it says, like, there's no guarantee he's not going to continue to destroy anything. He's shown such poor judgment that I would never trust working with him again.
And you heard that if granted, Jason would want the Knicks job?
He would. That's what I heard. You know, and if that's the case.
Reliable. You feel good about it.
Very. Yes. Cool. Here's the thing.
Did they say why he would want it?
No. I didn't ask. I'm not a follow-up guy.
yeah, you probably forgot the question guy. You asked.
Yeah, I'm surprised I got the question. That tells me, though, that he may not have been completely on board with the deal. The Luka trade.
Okay.
If that's the case.
You hearing that? Or you're
I'm speculating. That's me.
Yeah, that's RJ Choppy. Okay. Let's crosstalk with the fellas. Did they get hit with the storms last night? The KNC Masterpiece joining us next. But look, all types of chaos out there, whether there's storms, whether there's trees, whether there's 80-mile-per-hour winds or not. We just talked about the accident on 7. You know how it is, y'all, in DFW. You need the Tolo team of attorneys at your beck and call in the contacts list. It's Mark, Scott, and Gene at Frankel & Frankel for that accident that you, the family member or the friend, got involved in, and it was not your fault. 214-817-ALL-3s. 333-3333 for Mark, Scott, and Gene. They've been with this radio station forever, so you know they're a Tolo team. They have a legacy of winning over 100 years of combined experience. They know the enemy's playbook. They used to defend the insurance companies who don't want to pay you what you are owed. You didn't cause the accident. They owe you. Family values and client first, you'll know that by spending 5 minutes with these dudes like I did and real trial attorneys, not these 1-800 lawyers calling from Houston contacting you before they're allowed to break in the law themselves. Save the contact info and tell them Sean from the Fan sent you to Franklin Frankel, 214-817-ALL-3s or frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece to keep your Monday morning rolling here on 105.3 The Fan.
How's your Monday been?
Been good.
That's great to hear.
Why are you being fake or condescending right here?
Oh, that's just what my voice sounds like. Do you know how many times in my life I've gotten in trouble for somebody thinking what I was saying was fake or condescending?
With spittle, too.
Because that's the way I talk.
I was about to say something during the break to him, because when I was talking about Pete DeBoer's playoff record, and I said, I just thought it was interesting. He goes, that is interesting. I was like, I heard it. I was like, he doesn't think that's interesting.
I did think it was interesting.
I think that in the building, I can't speak for G-Bag as much. I listen to you guys more on the way home. I think what happens in Thank my you. Personal life when it's bad does not translate on the air. I think I'm pretty consistent.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I'm pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Whether it's bad off the air or not.
But even if it's good, does it like amp up your game or still?
It does amp up, I think. Now, how would you guys assess yourselves in terms of that?
See, and I don't, like, I think that's an amazing quality because I definitely think I take a dip if things are bad.
Really?
In regular
life. Well, assess each other. I feel like I can tell with Corey sometimes. Wait, let me assess the rest of the guys here on the show.
Oh.
Peyton's pretty consistent. He's good with that. Sometimes I can tell with Choppy at Bobby's probably biggest.
He went like this, and then he jumped over me to go to Choppy because I knew he was coming back around and be like, "I can always." He was going to side text Kristen a couple weeks ago and just be like, "What's his problem?" He seems surly today.
Bobby by far is one, then Choppy, then myself. I think I can tell with Corey. I think sometimes if something's not going on, and he'll talk about it publicly on the air.
That is difficult to do, and that is an impressive skill because I feel like. I can't really
tell with you. Corey, can you tell with him?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just a certain curtness that he has whenever he's fair. Things aren't going well. But whenever things have been going really well lately. Like he's been really
new
happy
medicine!
Lately. Yeah, new medicine's kicked in and he's been very happy. He's
and G-Bag, great. How would you assess them in terms of real life to on air?
Ooh.
Can't tell anything?
I can't tell anything with Dawson. Dawson is the same every single time.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
Eric, yeah, if Eric's bugged, you can tell a little bit because he's usually a certain level of excitement or personality. You can tell. The one I can tell all the time on that show is Zach. Zach is not in the mood, you can pick up on it really easy. Brian, similarly, I don't feel like as much on the show, but I definitely feel like walking around here if you're talking to him, I can feel it.
Broadus is always not in the mood.
Yeah.
He just walks around not being in the mood.
Seems grumpy.
He lives in it.
All right, how much storm coverage did you stay up for last night, if at all, while you're sitting there paying attention to your neck of the woods and whether you were going to get destroyed?
Yeah, definitely some. It luckily, and I can't imagine how many people were affected by it, but luckily it wasn't too bad. It was like there were higher winds and a lot of rain, but nothing particularly destructive where we were. So,
when did you go to sleep?
Probably normal time, like 11:30-ish.
So. Oh, that's normal.
Well, I mean, like, you have to obviously get up.
Yeah, but later. I don't think I would stay until 11:30 if I didn't have to wake up at that hour. Yeah.
Do you nap on the weekend? What time are you in bed on the weekends? Like, let's say you're not going out.
Bro, not 11. I have to. Oh, I have a one-year-old.
That's true.
How do you?
I didn't catch up on Money in the Bank. I didn't get to watch it.
Okay, hang on a second. So Friday, Saturday night, you'll go to sleep normally at what time?
Friday and Saturday night, like 1.
Okay, and where's little one in terms of wake up overnight and in the morning, or is that, as Corey would say, woman's work?
No, I mean, although, like, my wife is significantly better at call.
You're better than me, dear. No, you're so awesome at waking them up at 4.
That's a smart way to do it.
And feeding them at 5. You're so much better than me.
Usually like 7, and so it kind of depends. Seven. But then Jess does some like tutoring and teaching stuff where I'll just take over for him and stuff. So it kind of balances out.
Okay, but you're getting 6 hours of sleep Friday, Saturday morning usually. You're waking up at 7?
Sometimes if he takes a nap, I'll take a nap. But then there are definitely times when Jess is like, I got it. You can sleep.
Okay. And Corey, your storm coverage?
So I tried to go to bed at like 9:30 last night. I was trying to get to bed because we had a rough weekend. Birthday parties and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
No, I can't tell.
Was last night, my kid comes in at like 9:45, kicks the door open. Middle son. Mm-hmm. Dad, tornado sirens are going off right now. What do we do? We all gotta hide. And I was like, we don't have to hide. It's fine. Like we're okay. Yeah. Keep an eye on it, but we're good.
What does that mean?
We don't hide.
No. We don't. We watch the sky. We'll go outside. If we hear the sirens, we all go outside to look.
Yeah.
Gotta film it, man, for the gram. Gotta do it.
And then he's running back and forth. Dad, do we need to bring the floats in? I was like, sure, bring the floats in. Oh, what about the plants? And he just kept freaking out about stuff. And we put a bell on the door, and our dog will walk up and like boop it. So that when he needs to go outside, if we don't have the door, the doggy door open, Adrian's trained him, dude.
Wow.
And he'll just bing. And so my kid kept opening and shutting the door, and that bell, I could hear it right through my walls. I could hear the bing, and it just, I was up all night. And then about 4:15, 4:45, something like that, my dog was like, I got to pee. And Adrian acted asleep.
She's asleep versus fake.
Every other day she gets up with him.
Did you tell her you're the best at taking the dog out to pee?
Yeah, I was just like, well, kind of like I did with the kids. I just told her, I was like, there's nothing I can do for those kids.
My wife is also a morning person. Like she wakes up at 6 and was like, hello, it's time to start the day. And
what's your diaper changing ratio? What was it for both? Well, for Brandon. Yeah, not Brandon.
I was going to say, it was a lot better. For this one, maybe one for every 4 she does, something like that.
Man.
But part of that has just been like, you know, she stayed at home with the kiddo and everything like that. And I think that played a big part in it. But yeah, no, I definitely got lucky or got destroyed, depending on your.
But our patio had. I mean, stuff was blown all over it.
Oh, it was?
Night. Yeah, so it got beat up in the alley last night, too. So,
what's coming up on the show?
Guys, at noon o'clock today, describe the Cowboys' nightmare 2025 season in one sentence or less.
Nightmare.
Mirror.
Nightmare.
Nightmare in
0-17.
I don't think that's a nightmare at all.
That's not a nightmare at all.
8 and 9.
That's Arch Manning.
Much worse than that.
Yeah.
0-17 is Arch Manning.
Does Arch say I'm coming out early?
I think
if the Cowboys have the number one overall pick,
I think he's going to come out for certain teams. I think he comes out
for. Oh, okay.
If the Saints have the number one pick, I think he comes out.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Archie already said he wants him to go there. So
is 6-11, 8-9, 8-9's worse?
8-9's worse.
8-9 is worse than 0-17.
No, I didn't say 0-17.
Yes,
6-11. Like, would you rather it be right middle of the road, or you're worrying more with 6 wins?
I want
you get the better draft pick, but it's not like a top 3 pick. You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I'd rather, if they're gonna not win, if they're not gonna go to the playoffs, I mean, I would 3 wins. Give me 3.
Not on the table.
It's not. So it has to be 6-11.
The question was 6 or 11 or 8 or 9. So,
8 or 9 is actually an interesting conversation.
Anyone's taking 3 wins.
6-11.
But what if it's win one lose one like that kind of thing? Or is it lose a bunch early and then win late, or win a bunch and then just nosedive at the end of it? Which one of those is the worst scenario?
Losing a bunch early and then winning late is always bad.
Yeah.
Because that gives false hope that we cleaned it up.
Did you hear the all-time musical crime that was committed on this show today? What these guys did not know?
Did they force a YouTube out?
This one right here. This one right here in the blue. Oh. Not matching. And that one in there.
Oh. And Reetma.
And Reetma.
Both in there. Did not know this song.
Oh, this should be our national anthem.
It really should be.
Yeah. Get it.
And this guy died last week. Not Hogan. Rick Derringer.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe. They all didn't know it.
For Bobby, too, especially. Bobby's a pretty knowledgeable
I know music. I don't know.
You don't know Lil Wayne.
I don't know fake music. I know Lil Wayne. I know how trash that album was.
It's fake music. It's obviously real music.
Literally guitars.
We can get into how Lil Wayne's like the most overrated artist of all time, too, if you like. Like the Carter 3 as a classic album is one of the most ridiculous takes that's out there. So
take that, Tolo Wade.
No, this is just, I never followed wrestling or anything else. How would I know this?
Ever?
I mean, when I followed it, it was for like 2 years in like 2000, 2001. And that was way past Hogan.
But, I mean, I couldn't say it's way past Hogan. I mean, he just
came back to the company a year later. But, I get his point.
Way past Hogan in the sense of somebody who didn't have cable and literally only had SmackDown and watched for that little narrow time as 12 years old.
It's just
theme song for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, just seems it's so pop culture that you would have not missed it.
Give me the top 3 most recognizable wrestling songs in history.
Stone Cold?
Yeah. Is this one?
I think this is one of them. And
Stone Cold 2?
I could see that.
Ultimate Warrior?
Break.
I love the Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Duh.
Macho?
See, I think it's Macho Man because everyone's
everybody
like,
knows Pump
why does he come out to the graduation song? Like, I think
Flair's is pretty,
I don't know Flair.
That's from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
See, you know what? You've reshaped my idea because now I think Macho and Flair have to be in there because that's
what about
from
the Rock?
Other. And
the
but
Rock
see,
says.
I love the Hitmans,
and those are big ones. But at least the two he mentioned, like that's the graduation song, and then it's from 2001, A Space Odyssey. So those are recognizable, like outside.
Right. I know
of
Cena.
Wrestling.
Cena's the one that I would probably most know is like that.
Yeah.
He wrote
and recorded that.
All right, so 1, 2, 3.
I'm gonna say.
Let me take Macho and Flair out because those are like mainstream. Everybody knows.
Then I'd go Hogan, Stone Cold. I think The Undertaker, because you saw it like at UFCs and stuff with the bong where wrestlers come out to the bong, like the gong.
Yeah.
And fighters have come out.
Like, and they call it the pops, right? Yeah. Is that what they call it?
That's right.
Kurt Angle from just because the, I mean, it's a, everybody recognizes the Kurt Angle one, I think.
Why?
Not Bobby.
Just because it's like, I don't know, it just feels like Captain America-y.
I know. I'm sure we missed some that people are going to be mad about. But
yeah,
the Ultimate Warrior.
You do like this all the time with your hands. It plays on our song every day or our show every day.
Oh, Daniel Bryan?
Limp Bizkit?
I don't know. Yeah.
What about Triple H?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Because that's my Motorhead.
Motorhead did it.
What about Jim?
All right. You know
what? About Benoit?
Corey's sarcasm is taking over the cross.
Latino Heat.
We're back tomorrow morning. The KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.